everybody. This is Joseph Hasek of barnburner.ca. Our Twice Daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, available on iOS and Android. Welcome to another edition of The Try with Vice President and General Manager Mark Whitaker of the Toronto Arrows. All right, let's get down to last week. Even though I picked it, I was not wrong. Yet again, I'm perfect. Anyways, let's talk about last week's game. What really happened there? It was canceled. Any makeup paid? Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so it was really kind of just one of those things. There's not much you can do about it. Austin, we're flying here through Dallas Airport, and Dallas Airport was closed due to tornadoes. So there was just no way for them to get here, and there's just no way to make it happen. So we have rescheduled it. We'll be playing on Thursday evening, May the 9th, which is 3 weeks from today, at York University, 7 p.m. kickoff. We all understand that it's not a perfect solution, but we have to get the game in. This is professional sports, and we've agreed to do it this way.
All right, well, that's Thursday, May 9th, 7 p.m. as a replay to the game that was, rained out or tornadoed out between, you and Austin. Now, this week, first of all, on behalf of everybody, I'd like to wish everybody there a happy Easter. If you're celebrating Passover, happy Passover. This week, Sunday, what better way to spend Easter Day than at North Alumni Stadium, 2 p.m., the Toronto Arrows versus the Houston SaberCats. Last time you played the SaberCats, you won 44-27. And, you're asking for my prediction. I know you never ask, but I'm always right, so you're going to ask. And I think the Toronto Arrows will score at least 35 points. We'll give up, I would say, 17-20. 35-20.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, of course you're going to take it.
That would be a bonus point win for us. We had a good day out against Houston the last time we played them, but every game is different. And in this league, you can't take anything for granted, even getting the game played. So, they have some very good athletes, and this will not be an easy game. There aren't any easy games, and we're just going to really have to prepare well for it and try and get through the game healthy and do the best we can.
And you know why I say you're going to – you're right. Every game's hard, but I think you guys are going to win this game easier because you had 2 weeks, 2 weeks now off, and you guys haven't had 2 weeks since, November.
We did have a bye the week before we played Utah. That worked out pretty well for us.
And what was the score for that game, I remember? Come on, what was the score?
64-31 to us. So, I don't know if that represents a trend. We're reasonably healthy going into this week. We got a couple of bumps and bruises, but that's the same for every team. And, I'd like to say you're right, Joe. Let's see what happens on the day. It does look like a nice afternoon, so.
Listen, you like to say I'm right, but at the end, when we tape it every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you always say, I don't know how you do this, Joe. You're always right. So, look, there's no question in my mind. Given 2 weeks off, I said you're going to score, 35? You may score 55, because last time you scored 64, you more than doubled the opponent. I'm telling you, you're going to at least win by 15 or 20 points, double the opponent. Now, this is your second game at York Alumni Stadium. Have you got the kinks out? Because I know the first game you lost by four, a nail biter, you lost by four. Have you gotten all the kinks? Because the second game is always, sort of better than the first because you finally know everything that's going on. And you always are running around on your first match.
Yeah, I think we have. We've increased the concession sales quite a bit, probably by a factor of about four. We've fixed up some of the glitches on the playing surface and so on. So I think we're readier. Yeah, we learned a lot from game one, just what went wrong, and I think we fixed that. And I think it'll be a great fan day experience for people. The weather looks beautiful, sunny and 14 or 15 degrees. So we're looking forward to ticket sales have been pretty good despite it being a holiday. So looking forward to a good day.
And let alone ticket sales. It's Easter. I know it's not Christmas, but, you know, Easter, you get presents and all that. And I'm telling you, I'm urging all the Toronto Arrow fans out there, get the jerseys, get the hats, get the scarves, because these things are the hottest thing in Toronto. I'm going to be honest. Like, you know, TFC and another team have showed their a jersey that they're wearing for this week's games. Really? TFC, what color is it? Like grayish? Toronto, a gray color? Come on, blue and white. Blue and white, blue and white, blue and white. Blue and white for the Toronto Arrows. Caps, scarves, jerseys, everything. By the way, I'm still waiting for mine. But anyways, where can we purchase? Go ahead.
We'll make that happen, Joe. Just show up at the game and we'll get you a big care package. No problem.
Listen, but last time I showed up at the game, the beer sales were gone. Are there going to be enough beer sales?
Yes, as I said, we've quadrupled our order of beer, and we should be in good shape.
Quadrupled? Wow. Maybe I should come to take the triple it. But anyways, tell everybody how they could purchase tickets and, of course, the great, great merchandise.
Yeah, both on TorontoArrows.com. Really recommend people do get tickets in advance. We had, you know, that was one of the challenges we had with the last game was people just walking up and buying them, which really slows the entry process. You save $6 or $7 if you buy them online, and you save yourself a bunch of time. So there's no real reason not to buy them in advance. Get the discount and save the time, and it's a win-win.
And is there? I know CPL, the Canadian Professional Soccer League, starts off next week, but the York FC or York 9 do not play till May there. Is there anything adjustment or by the time they start, you guys are moving to Laporte Stadium? Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we'll be at York now till April 28th. We have the Thursday night game there back there, but as of May 5th, we'll be down at Laporte Stadium.
And it, like, honestly, is there an adjustment there also? Because you guys started off every game on the road. Now you're coming, you know, you're getting used to York Alumni Stadium. Four games in, which will be like three games, but the makeup is four. Four games in, then traveling to another new stadium. Is there an adjustment for that also?
I don't think so. It's still in Toronto. Nobody has to get on an airplane. Laporte is a good facility. The turf there is brand new. And, you know, it's certainly a different atmosphere because it's right in the heart of downtown. So it'd be a different type of atmosphere. But we're excited to play in Toronto, and we don't really care where we play as long as we don't have to get on an airplane and go somewhere else.
And you know what, Mark? Honestly, you're probably better than the other team at Laporte Stadium that plays there. But I won't say anything more about that. All right. So, Mark, another, hopefully, victory this Sunday. And last comment, I'll leave it up to you. Anything you want to say to the Toronto Arrows fans? Of course, it's Passover and Easter.
Well, listen, you know, thanks for your support the last game. Thanks for being patient through the challenges last week. And we're really looking forward to putting on a good show. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to do something special for Easter for folks. And it'll be a lot of fun. So hope to see you there.
All right, that's Mark Lineker, the VP and GM of the Toronto Arrows. He'll be back here next week on the try after a victory. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you, Joe.